Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Associate Director of Pella Historical Society, Allison Limke, joins us on today's program to preview their upcoming summer camps and a special program for youth coming up next academic year in the community.
Why don't you give our listeners an overview about some of the opportunities coming up, mainly in the month of July, for students to be involved here at the Historical Society?
Yes, so July is full of camps for kids ranging from second all the way up to eighth grades. Right away, July 9th through the 13th, that's for fifth and sixth graders, is our Dutch Day Camp. That's run by Lisa Zylstra, and she has a wonderful curriculum. Kids come away learning so much about Pella's history and about the heritage that the Dutch brought here and that we still entertain today. We also have our Junior Miller STEM Camp. That's for 7th and 8th graders. We do a detailed tour up on the windmill. We'll be doing different wind energy experiments all day. There'll be some Lego building and some other challenges for those 7th and 8th graders to do. A brand new camp this year is our Westward Ho Camp. We're going to be talking about the immigration moving west, pioneer days, doing some fun hardtack, trying some different pioneer foods, making butter. We are going to be touring our sod house exhibit and kind of diving into that pioneer lifestyle for just one day. And then we also have our Tulip Princess STEM Academy. That's for second and third grade girls. And we learn about being a tulip princess. I mean, what else could be more fun than that? They get to wear a tiara. We do other STEM experiments. This year, we're going to be making slushies. We're going to be doing a balloon science experiment, color theory, and learning a little bit about Delft and some Dutch master painting, too. So it's full days, that's for sure.
Well, and what has the response been you've seen from some of the students in these programs and the types of things that maybe, especially for the first time campgoers, that they learn about that they really never knew happened here in Pella? What's been that response, you think, from students?
Well, I think the biggest response from students is they don't realize how much fun history can be. A lot of times at school, social studies and history class can just be names and dates and figures and just facts. Here we get to play with it. We get to do different things, experience those parts of history. We get to put a feeling, an emotion with things that really happened. We get to put ourselves in historical shoes, so to speak. And I think that's a big surprise to them, that they can do that right here in their hometown. They don't realize that it's so easy to do that and pretend to be a pioneer and have fun with it.
For a lot of these students, too, this might be the time that they are learning about Pella's history for the first time. If it hasn't quite come up in a class, especially for the youngsters, why is it important for those students to learn more about where they come from and where this town and how it got to be where it got to be?
Well, I think a lot of the kids really love learning about their hometown. I mean, I always love learning about my hometown. There's so many nooks and crannies to how a town is built. And Pella is super unique in that how it was founded and how it lives on today with Tulip Time and all of the museums and just the unique history and the Dutch heritage. And the kids really respond to that. I mean, you don't see many kids who don't enjoy wearing their Dutch costume at Tulip Time. And I think they just really enjoy learning that and knowing that. It's kind of almost what I see from between the second to fourth graders, once they get to Dutch Day Camp, it's almost like a challenge to see who knows more. They like to show off their knowledge to Lisa and see what else they can learn at Dutch Day Camp. So it's just kind of fun. It's like a competition. They like to make it a competition and new who knows more history.
I understand this is a fairly new concept. Let our listeners know how they can get their kids involved with kind of engaging in history throughout the school year.
Yes, so I'm very excited about these new programs. We have two new ones. One will be starting in August. That's our Junior Historians Club. That is for sixth grade students, so kids who have graduated out of Dutch Day Camp. They kind of have that background knowledge. They do not have to be Dutch Day Camp attendees to be in this club. But these kids will meet once a month. We'll do a unique history lesson each month. It could be Hindelopen painting. It could be we're rug braiding. It could be just going up on a windmill tour. All sorts of different things. And then the other part of this club meeting, we'll be working on an individual project. It'll be some sort of research project the kids will get to choose. They can do a research paper, a diagram, whatever they want to do. And then at the end of the school year, we'll have them up on display in the museum for friends and family to come and see. And so that's going to be really fun. This is free for all of our Pella Historical Society members. That's all you have to do to be a part of it. So that's the great thing about it, I think. And the other thing that will start in January is our junior board. So this is for high school students, 8th through 11th grades. And these students will meet every other month, and we will work on different preservation projects that we want to do in the community. This group of kids will pick a project, we'll be working on a grant proposal, and then submitting it. And then if and when we receive that grant, we will finish the project together. So it'll be a really good experience for those kids, and will, to put it bluntly, look really good on a resume.
And the best way for them to sign up, whether it be the summer camps coming up or the Historians or Board program, or if they just want to learn more.
Yes, if they want to learn more, the best way to do that is to go on our website, pellahistorical.org. It's under the tab Programs and Events, and then down to Education Programs. They are all listed there. There's all sorts of links to different information for each program and how to register for those summer camps. So check that out or give me a call.
Once again, that was Pella Historical Society Associate Director Allison Lemke discussing upcoming summer camps at Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.